Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You know what today is, don't you? Hey, today is Oracle Friday. I want to welcome everybody to Circles of Prosperity. My name is Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with the awesome Dr. Reggie Johnson. Yay! He's going to be our intuitive this morning. He is always on time, in time, on the dime. I love you, Dr. Reggie. How are you? Let me get you.
Good morning.
Wow. So listen, the queue is filling up already. I want everybody to know if you have a question for the wonderful, wonderful Dr. Reggie this morning, you need to call 914-338-0590. We have Gloria Well moderating our chat room. She's going to call in this morning. We're going to spend a little time with her. And, wow, I just can't wait. You know, Dr. Reggie, we've been on your, studying your book, The Secret Power of Words.
I know, I'm excited.
Well, I'm telling you, I have just enjoyed that book study.
Thank you so much. I appreciate writing it, too. I thank God for it. It was channeled through me, and I just kept going, you know?
Oh, man. And, you know, I've been in New Thought for over 30 years now, and of course I've heard a lot of the principles that you are teaching in this book, laying out in this book, but for some reason it has really the words have just really attached to my soul.
You know, when you write things, a lot of times when you write them with intention, just writing, that's one thing, but when you write them with the pure intention of giving life to the substance matter, it always works. It really does.
And
no matter if it's a letter or a poem or whatever it is, but under the energy of the spirit, it works every time.
That's true. Very true. You know what? A lot of people may not be following our book study, but I really encourage you to go back and listen to the archives from this current book study, because it is all about how to change life. And we don't recognize, many of us, as that the way we begin to change our life is when we begin to change our thinking. What are our thoughts and what are our words? Because our words are our creative tools. This is how we bring about whatever we're experiencing. So please go back and listen to those archives. Listen to them over and over, and then begin practicing the principles that Dr. Reggie has laid out so beautifully, and you will see a change in your life. You know, I always ask people, if this is the first time you've listened to Circles of Prosperity, especially for our book studies, not so much for our Oracle Friday, to please stay with us for 4 weeks. We will change your life. If you're miserable right now, stay with us for 4 weeks. Just make a commitment. I'm going to do this for 4 weeks. That's what, 20 days, Monday through Friday. And I guarantee you, we will change your life. You will change your life. So, Dr. Rachel, we got quite a few callers here.
Okay, let's get it rolling.
You want to do your opening prayer?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
As we breathe in life and breathe out light, we thank you, Father, for the energy of a brand new day, which we have never seen before, and a day we will never see again. Let us learn to live in this day, to love this day, to be empowered, not to be selfish and egotistical or filled with puffed with pride, but to know we have love in our hearts. Every single person here, give me the intelligence and the wisdom to help people who call in for guidance under that law. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So let's go to our first caller, who is Lena from Florida. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Lena, how are you?
Good. I want to ask you, I am looking for, I'm staying with my niece. I lost my home in July, and I'm looking for work. I want to see when you see a job and a move coming up for me.
I do. In fact, when I pulled this card before you even called, I see something else happening too. I feel like something is missing in terms of love life. That's another story, but I do feel something is missing there. And there was someone who tried to make things happen in a negative way. But for you right now in Florida, I do see family members being kind of suspicious on one end, but you're being helped on the other end. I do see a job happening right at the end of December because somebody's leaving their job. Three people are leaving, and you'll have an opportunity when you interview to go there. So don't give up. And another thing is happening too. There's something about the sword energy, which means education, more education, more education, more education. That means there's something you're going to be learning to do this next job, more energy. They'll pay for it before you go to school, but hang in there and know it's going to work out well. You'll be moving too in January, February, okay?
You said someone's jealous. Who's jealous? Did you say?
It feels like someone is not telling the truth or hiding something. That's what it means. I don't know where this is, who it is, but I'm just telling you what I see.
Maybe it's my niece. She's very sneaky.
Yeah, so just learn to ignore that and move ahead. It's going to be okay.
Okay, is she creating problems between me and my sister? Because I haven't seen my sister or heard from her.
Even if she is, it's not going to matter because you are in control of your life. And it's going to be better for you.
I'm going to be with her until February.
Until maybe January. I see a job happening in December, the end of December.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Well, you know, Dr. Reggie, we have quite a few people that are moving in and living with family members or friends because of these economic times. And it gets to be kind of sticky, doesn't it?
It does, but you know, you're the same person, and you can always change your mind and change your life.
Mm-hmm. I guess the reason I'm bringing it up because I'm tying it back to our lesson. Just like you said, you can change your mind, you can change your life. Oftentimes what happens when we get in those situations is that we focus on that situation, and we focus on how uncomfortable it is. Dr. Reggie says you change your mind, you change your life. Well, if your mind is just all into this is horrible, that you know they're being sneaky or blah blah, that's the situation that you can see with your physical senses, is it not?
Right.
So now what you want to do, you want this to be a loving environment. You want it to be peaceful. You want to take away your anxiety because a lot of this is just you really creating scenarios in your head because you're so uncomfortable.
But even though it's not the utmost and the most powerful place to be because you like to live by yourself and do your own thing, don't think of I'm moving with my mom, moving with my dad, I'm moving with my sister, moving with my cousin, moving with my niece. Don't think of that. Just say, you know what? I have a place with a roof over my head. And in the meantime, I'm engineering and imagining myself out of here and seeing something better for myself. That's how you magnetize a new experience.
So what you're saying, Dr. Reggie, is that we immediately need to move into a place of being grateful.
Yes.
And that begins to shift the energy
there.
Yes,
it does.
Just being grateful and thankful that we have a place.
Yes, it does.
And then we need to kill our fearful thoughts with loving thoughts, and that's part of the what happens when we move into gratefulness, is we begin to live from a place of love instead of a place of fear.
Yes.
So for those of you going through those challenges, start with being grateful first. All right, let's go to our next caller. I tried to get this caller's name, and they were playing music and couldn't hear me. I don't know if they're going to hear me now. Good morning, Dr. Hello, 9473. I tried to reach you several times before the show. Who is this?
Woody, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Woody was rocking.
It's so funny.
Out.
She kept saying, "Woody, Woody, is that you, Woody? Woody." I heard him when I was in the other room. I heard you.
Yeah. What's going on, Woody?
I guess the same thing with the call. I'd like to see if you see any move for me, and I guess love like whatever you see for me.
Let me see. Three cards that I pulled, one is the Two of Swords, which means there's a decision being made. And also, I see this woman, and she's got a blindfold on and two swords in her hand under a crescent moon, which means there's someone who thinks about you, but she's done. I'm just done with this. This is not working for me. I don't know who that is. I have no idea who it is. And also, the other thing, you're going to, the next card is being victorious. The King of Wands, using your will and your strength, and the man wears red, which means power. The power is already there in you, and the crown is lit, and the wand is lit, but you're not looking at your own energy and your own power. You see power from the outside when it should be from the inside. Your music, your production, your energy, everything you're trying to do and pray for is there. Don't think about competition. Don't think about money and finances where you are. It's in you, and it will come. I swear it will. It will come to you when you realize it. What does the word realize mean? Make real. Make it real, because God is real in you and will work for you if you allow the energy to work. You can't force it, but allow it. The third thing I see around December 15th, things change in a good way, too. There's more money coming in to give you more leverage and also more business acumen. So trust that and know it's going to be.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Is that Susie?
Yes.
This is Susie.
Oh, I love that voice. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Dr. Reggie.
How are you? It was good seeing you on Tuesday for the meditation.
Yes, I love it. It was awesome. It made my week, you know.
Oh, great.
My situation that went on this week could have had me down in the dumps, but you all uplifted me. And
oh, that's great.
And that's where I've stayed all week.
That's good. I believe that. That's very true.
Yes.
Because meditation is God talking to you.
Yes, and I will absolutely see you again next Tuesday.
Oh, goody.
Mm-hmm.
What is your question?
I just wanted to see if you can give me any kind of an update on the romance and the relationship that's coming in for me.
Mm-hmm. I see something called the Chariot card. I just pulled the Chariot card for you, and the Chariot card has a man or a woman sitting in the chariot, well, standing in the chariot and racing with two horses. One horse is white, one horse is black. It means balance. And with stars around him traveling forward. And then he runs into the high priestess, a woman of magic and knowledge and secret knowledge in the full moon and all that kind of Bible and a crystal, all these wonderful things. It means that someone was trying to use high magic on you, but it's not working, and they're upset. So now they're fighting to make it work, but it won't. I don't know who that person is, but it's over now. And it's like it's cracked. This travel means you may have to travel, or someone is traveling to you. And whatever it is, that means romance is happening. And everything about December is powerful. The Christ energy about December, that means things are going to happen. This person is finally, thank God, finally, who takes his wedding ring off and put it back on. Wedding ring off and put it back on. Because I'm not sure. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I don't. They're now taking it off for good. And in December, hold on to that. They are making a final decision because they are meant to be with you and you're going to be with them.
Oh, my gosh. That's a beautiful message. Isn't it, Cynthia?
She's in the green room, I think.
Hey, I'm back. What did you say?
Oh, she's back.
Wasn't that a beautiful message?
I didn't get to hear it, Susie. I'm sorry. I was getting people in the queue.
Okay. We'll keep you clued in on the latest happenings. How about that?
That's it.
That's great.
Well, thank you so very much, and you both have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
You too, baby. Take care.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
We love you too,
sweetheart.
We love you
too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let me just let everybody know. If you please tweet your friends and tell them to call in this morning. The number is 914-338-0590. We have some lines open, so this is a good time to call in. This is Oracle Friday at Circles of Prosperity, 914-338-0590. Okay, Dr. Reggie, we have Deanna on the line.
Okay. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning. It's Deanna.
Oh, Deanna. I love that name because that's the name of a high priestess, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm calling again about my seat. This seat, if anything changed, I mean, a lot has changed about, you know, Sean and I's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, we're talking more about, you know, what we want to do in the future. But then, you know, last night it was kind of like, you know.
But you know what happens? That happens with relationships. It does. Because you know what it is? You grew up one way, and Sean grew up a different way. He grew up with his set of parents. You grew up with yours. The magic is making them both come together and bridge, you and him, in spite of what happened with family and upbringing. That's the magic. And both you guys are very strong emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. Now, what you have to do is stay balanced that way. Sometimes things will get him off, and sometimes things will get you off that he does. What I see is a man who's now looking at things from a different perspective. That's the hanged man. He's looking at things from a new way of looking at things. It's like it seems upside down, but he's really trying to see things your way. He really is. He's trying to make changes. It's not easy for him because he's got a lot of crazy pressures in his life. But so does everybody else. But he's trying to use that to be good for you. I don't know if Sean has a business or wants to start one or just wants to work, but I do feel he has an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, I mean, I have a new business.
Yeah, see? So I know he wants to help you, but sometimes there's a lot of intimidation there, too, with men for some reason. If you got the bid and you're the one calling in shot and bringing in the money, sometimes that'll make him crazy. But he wants to prove himself. But I also see his mother, I don't know what that means, sitting there and not being wrong or rude, but being very doting, wanting to make sure this is my son getting into this relationship. You know, it's kind of crazy. So I don't know what that means.
What do you mean, doting?
Is this right? Is this the right thing to do? Are you making the right choice? Are you making the right decision? Are you sure? That kind of thing.
I mean, she just started caring, I guess.
Right, exactly. But it's going to be okay. She sees the potential of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
I mean, because, you know, like I said, a lot of things change. Do you still see him and I moving out?
Yes,
soon,
I do.
Or is that next year?
No, I see it now. I see it very soon. So don't worry about that. But you have to make that decision to plan. Because my motto is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So make a plan.
It doesn't just happen.
That's
his motto also. But he's telling me, no, we're going
to
wait till the beginning of the year. No.
Okay,
like,
if he wants
okay.
to wait, that's okay. Wait till the beginning of the year. And make sure there's concrete plans in store for both of you. If he's waiting till the end. The beginning of the year, show me the plan, Sean, what you want to do. In the beginning of the year, what are we doing? Where are we moving to? Where? And by what date?
He won't give it to me. He won't give it to me because he don't know.
Mm.
He's like, I don't sound concrete to you. I know I sound crazy, but, I sound crazy. And I'm like, you're not giving me anything concrete. And it's like his attitude switches. So
yeah, because
fast.
You know what? You're putting him on the spot, and so he gets angry. And that means
that he
doesn't know. But, you know, telling you, Sean, understand that right now you may not be sure about the actual place or the date. But if you're waiting to the beginning of the year, what are we waiting for?
That's what I actually said to him. No pressure. That's what you want to do. But then the next day, I'm like, okay. Yesterday, I'm like, Do I have to, like, I'm like, I don't know what's going on because it's like everything is so short with him and I. What you doing? Okay, nothing. Okay, talk to you later. You know, everything is so short. And then, you know, he gets like in a rude type of mannerism, or, you know.
Right.
And then, and I'm like, well, I want to know what's going on. You laugh and talk at work with your friends. I want to know what's going on, like, in your life. Like, talk to me, you know. It's nothing to really talk about.
But, you know,
about,
it's
you
a
know.
Different energy. On one energy with the friends is one thing. He doesn't have to live with them or be with them. But with you, it's a different energy, and that's a romance energy. And that's a for-life-maybe energy, you're getting married energy one day and being together forever, getting a house together, having kids, all these things. That's a different energy. And so,
yeah, but I asked him, did I have to check the phone log? If I check his phone log, will something come up? Like, will another female, will I find something? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what? Why are you being sarcastic, or are you being, you know what I mean?
Well, being genuine.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to trust with him because, you know, in the past it has been that. So I don't know if that's what's going on now.
Well, you know, you and Sean have a lot of difficulty in this relationship, and it really bothers me because you're building something beautiful and trustworthy and true, and you don't know what he's doing, and that's not a good way to start the relationship off. And so
mm-hmm.
what I suggest is that you guys sit down eyeball to eyeball, heart to heart, and say, you know what? These are the things I expect in a relationship. I don't want you to get angry or walk out or slam doors or get rude or be short. But I expect this from you. You would want this from me. Why would you be this way with me? So let's set some guide rules, some guidelines and some rules right now because that's not fair.
Yeah.
And if you want me to be with you, that's the way it's going to be. Otherwise, we can part company. I release you in love and can move on.
And that's what I tell him that all. I mean, I even told him that last night. Like, you know, if I got this to look forward to, I don't want it.
Yeah, because otherwise you don't want to waste your time. Because I'm going to tell you one thing you can't do. You cannot change who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You can only change your perception of him. You have to change your way of looking at him. Other than that, if he's going to be, it's like somebody who's doing drugs. They attract other people who are doing drugs. Somebody who's, you know, running around, traveling, attract other travelers in the same way. You have to say, you know what, these two energies don't match. And if they're not matching, and if I don't feel this by January, you said you're going to wait till the first of the year, then I'm going to cut out. Get mad, walk away, curse, slam things. That's not my energy. That's yours. That means when you're acting like that, you are hiding something that you don't want me to know or that's not going to be revealed. I guarantee you.
What, do you feel like he is?
Of course.
Hiding something?
If that's happening, it may not be another relationship, but there's something on the horizon, believe me. That kind of attitude when it's happening and doesn't want to be with you and he's very short with you, okay, nothing, bye, goodbye. That's not good, not healthy, unless he's the busiest person in the world.
Yeah, like he works 12 hours, you know, and then I don't know what to really make of it. Like, you know, he's telling me one day, okay, I love you, this is what we're going to do. I want my family to be together, but I want to make the right decision on getting us a place where I can afford by myself. And then he called me. He was fine all day yesterday. And then as soon as I, you know, at night, it's like, I mean, not at night, but
is
I'm
he supporting
like, okay,
someone else?
Is he supporting someone else?
Is it a child?
Yes, man, we have two children.
Okay.
Together.
Hey, Deanna. So,
I think that may bother him.
It is bothering him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
and I feel that because he has that responsibility too, and he feels like there's no way out of it.
That's what I was going to say, that some of the questions that you ask him, you are actually being confrontational with him, and you're causing
mm-hmm.
him to have to look at the things that he doesn't want to look at because he's afraid of it. His number one thing is he is afraid of the responsibility. And the way you deal with him, you bring that right back to his face all the time. You don't say it, but your questions are you going to take some responsibility here? Are you going to be a man? Are you going to be responsible? Are you going to be responsible? Are you going to be responsible? And that's when it's like, hey, bye. I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is you are attacking. And you're attacking because you are afraid. You're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to ask you just a simple question. Do you think that's the best way to build a relationship?
It's not. And It's not the best way to do that. However, you know, like I said, we've been together from teenager on to 31. So
mm-hmm.
it's like our relationship should be already built. However, we should, you know, everybody have hit.
But you guys were so young. Let me ask you this. Did you grow up with both of your parents, mom and dad?
I grew up with my mom and a dad. Not my dad, but my biological dad, but my, you know.
Was he a father to you?
Yes. And
okay.
Sean doesn't know his father.
All
and
right.
His mother was on drugs, so that's what I'm like.
Okay. All right, so now look at the two environments that you came from. And that's what Dr. Reggie was saying to you earlier, that you guys have come from two different environments. Can you
mm-hmm.
approach him from the standpoint, he doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, if his mother was on drugs, all she knew was to go and make herself feel good. He was probably an afterthought for her. Dad was nowhere around. How does he know how to be a father or a husband for that matter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at that age, you guys were so young, you were probably supposed to be mom at that point. You were the nurturing energy. And now you're asking him to stand up and be a man and take care of two kids. He doesn't know how. He hasn't
seen
his
example. And he said it, too.
He did.
He said that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. But he said that basically, you know, basically, like, you know, you have to tell me what it is that you want to do, and I'll just do it. You know, like, I have to direct everything. And I'm like, okay, well, I would like for you to stand up and do something, you know.
So
yourself.
So now, and I've had this conversation with you before. You're really, you have to come from a place of love, like he was your son. It may, you know, but it's okay. It's okay for you to do that. You don't want to be bossy, but you say, okay, Sean, let's sit down and we'll plan this together. You're not going to be bossy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be resentful. This is for both of you. If you, and for your children, more importantly, it's for the children. So you say, okay, we want to move in January, and you want a place. I agree that we should have a place that you can handle by yourself. So let's figure out how much we need to spend every month for rent and the utility.
Yeah.
Let's make out our budget.
But see, the thing is, it's very stressful for him, too. He's working 12 hours a day, and that's not easy.
Yeah. No, I know, but
he wants to put away money and stuff. He wants to, and it seems like Gianna comes toward him in a certain way. So it's about coming to him in love.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to show her, Reggie, that she has to be more gentle with him rather than put her hands on her hips, shaking her head, and said, now what you going to do?
And I did, and I have been, and I was just the other night. Just the other night, I really was, but then, you know, when he kind of like, backs up from me, and I wonder why sometimes, you know, you know.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I'm just thinking, if he came at you that way, how would you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I probably be feeling, he's just always like that. It doesn't matter how I come to him, it's just like all the time. I can come to him as gentle as possible, and he's just, you know.
Snaps.
Because he is afraid of the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find it. You guys have to first agree on, say, look, I don't want us to argue, and I don't want you to feel that I'm putting too much on you. So you need to tell me the best way for us to have this conversation. Just say, you know, we're going to move. And we're going to do it by January. We can at least start looking right now. But tell me, how can we communicate so that it doesn't blow up? Because that doesn't help either one of us.
Oh, come in here with such joy, like, oh, guess what, Sean? I found some great places over in this neighborhood, and the prices are great. I think this is it's really nice. The people are nice. Let's go look at it. That gets him motivated.
And I actually,
as opposed to leaving all on him, where are you going to go? What you going to do? Where are you going to move? It'll make him feel like, oh, my God,
see,
I got more responsibility.
Exactly. I do that. And I actually, that's what we were doing the other night. Like, you know, this is okay. Mm-hmm. We want to do this and then the money and the area and everything. Like, that's what we were doing the other night. I'm just,
mm-hmm.
you know, then all of a sudden, like, the next, you know.
And that's a good feeling for him, too, because he feels like the possibilities are endless. He can do these things.
So when did it change? So everything was going along fine?
Last night, because, I mean, that same night, I mean, you were right. You're right. He was like, you know, about the kids, like, that's, I don't want to see them right now. He hasn't talked to them all week because he's been working. I've been telling the kids that, you know, he's been working. I'm like, are you avoiding the kids? And he's like, why do you say stuff about me? And I know he feels bad because he's working and, he, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, but it seemed like to me that you're avoiding them. You haven't even talked to them. You know, you can call them or, you know, you could have came up and seen them. Like, what's going on with you? So that would start that. And I'm like, okay, well, all right, I'm not going to say that. I'll call you back. Then I call back, like, you know, are you okay, you know, and just talking. And I'm like, and he got angry. Why do you say everything is me? Everything is me, you know.
Well, he's
got
to talk
me.
To the kids. He's a part of that. I mean, that's just a part of his life.
Yeah.
He's a family man, supposed to be, and then talk to the children.
Yeah.
They want that nurturing.
Yeah.
You know, they need it, because even though his father wasn't a father to him, he needs to be a father to them and let them know, I love you no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And he does love his kids. He does.
I know.
But then love
is something you do. So he's got to get in there and show them by phone call, by visiting, sometimes giving them a special surprise or whatever.
And he does.
Remember
that,
them
but
on birthdays and
he's
everything.
He's been working. He's been working, so, and then he said he was going to sit down with the kids, which I doubted, and talk to them and apologize.
Don't doubt. Doubt is prayer in reverse. Don't do that. If he's going to sit down and talk to the kids, let's do it. Let's see what day. It's going to be fun. Let's have an outing together. Mm-hmm.
But you do see everything working out for him and I. I mean,
I want you to see it, too. Because if
I
you
do,
don't see
I'm
it, it won't work. Because you are the attracting energy on the other side of the spectrum. He is one part of it, and you are the other. But these two energies got to connect. I can see it all day long, but if you're not taking the seeds that I'm planting for you to make it successful, it doesn't work if you don't believe. So you got to come together with him, and you guys have got to sit down, like Cynthia said earlier, eyeball to eyeball, and have a heart-to-heart conversation.
And
no matter how he gets, just tell him in the beginning, do not get angry, and don't get upset, and don't walk away, and don't be short with me, because this is something very important to me and to our future and to our relationship. So please listen. And then be gentle. I know you've done it before, Deanna, I know. But if he gets crazy, then say, you know, this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it will, because what God has brought together, it should stay that way.
Yeah.
You know, you got the teenagers and very young. Did you have your kids very young, too?
Yeah, 19 and 22.
Yeah, see? Kids. So it's really not easy. And
it's
at this
really
point,
not
too,
easy.
No,
I just
but
feel
it's
like
doable.
I hope
it can be done.
I hope he's not even trying to build something or, you know, because it's like you cannot talk to me all day long, kind of, and like, who are you talking to? And then when you talk to me, it's like short, not short, but, you know, like, I ain't doing nothing. Okay, all right, I'm going to call you back when I, okay. You know, it's like not what you did today. And you know what I mean? So, so that's my issue with him. Like, are you talking to someone else?
Right. Well, it makes, like, you think that because he's being very short with you.
Because he said something about his phone log, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not even checking it, because he gave me all the information. Like, have fun. I'm not doing nothing. So I just forgot the code, to tell you the truth. But he said, you know, are you looking at my phone log? And I'm like, what? I said, if I go on your phone, I forgot the password and stuff, but if I go in there, am I going to find anything?
And he said, yes.
Like, what? He said, yeah. And he was like, you know, you got the code. Why would I be doing some cookie? Let me get out the phone, you know. He calls me Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, just real, like, I got to go to bed. It's late, you know. I'm like, am I going to find something? You know, I mean, what's
if
going
you're
on?
Looking for something, if you are looking for something, seeking, you shall find, then you'll find it. But he may be just kidding with you to see where you're coming from. And that's not funny either. That's not nice, you know, but.
Like, he was really mean with it, though.
Yeah,
so that's
see,
why
that's,
I'm like,
that's crazy. That's
I don't
nutty.
Know which way he's going, because I'd rather just walk away if you're going to do this again.
Exactly. Because he cheated before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you caught him in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to deny it, but he couldn't.
But no, he
never denied
it.
For the sake of the children and the sake of handling this relationship.
He never denied it. He always came out with it.
Right. So the thing is that he has to be honest with you and fair with you and just say, if you're going to find something, I'd rather just let this go in love and let it go and bless you and bless me and let's move on.
But do you feel like it's something like that going on?
I think if he's telling you something like that and he's not joking about it, there possibly could be. And he's working late and being short with you and longer with everybody else at work. Something is going on. I do feel something else is happening. But no matter what, if it doesn't work for your benefit and for your mental health and for your spiritual development in this relationship, take these kids and it's time to move on. Give him custody and say, whatever you want to do, we can do it. But I do not like this. I don't like the way it makes me feel. I'm not having any more. And let him do whatever he feels like doing.
Because
it's going to come together. You got to give him an ultimatum. So far, you've been too nice. You got to say, look, this is a relationship that we both agreed to. But it's not a marriage, is it?
Mm-mm.
So you say, I agree to this relationship.
You know what?
And I love these kids. And we've been together all this time. If you want to end this with stupid things like cheating and foolish activity like that, then that's what you want to do. But I love these kids. I know you say you love them, but love is something you do. So act like it. Be responsible. Don't play these games because I'm not playing them anymore. And when you say that to him, it will send a trigger to him to make him respond. And then tell me what's going on after that because it's going to be better. It'll shake him up. Mm-hmm.
I actually shook him up that same night when I said, look, you're not being, I need to know because I have things going on with me too. So I need to have a plan on what I'm doing with my life because, you know, I
and that's what I was doing,
wait.
Make my plan. Don't worry about his, make your plan. Your plan is very powerful. You're individuated in God, so is he. And you have a very powerful plan. Work your plan and let him know. This, you got your business going, you got a plan going, got these kids. You'll be in an empire somewhere. He'd be struggling, talking about, I'm working 12 hours a day. Let him go ahead and work 12 hours a day. But I'm on a mission to be successful and to be in love and to do the right things by these kids. Now, when we be their father and stop all this foolishness and come together. If not, goodbye and good luck. You got to be strong.
Yeah.
And move
forward
in your life, hanging on to him, thinking he's going to change and be this wonderful superhero and this person to rescue. It's not going to work. So release it or love him. It's your choice to love him or release it and let go. I'm telling you, that's it. Nothing in between. Nothing in between. Okay? It's all about love. You can't love me? Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the kids, and I'll be strong, and God will bless my business,
course,
and God will bless me.
And you know what? That's what I think about. I think about that anyway. Like, that's number one. But I would love it for it to be with him. And I don't know if I'm just.
But if he's acting foolish and he's cheated before, they say when a man cheats one time, he'll find another creative way to do it again. So either he's going to poop or get off the stool or cook or get out of the kitchen. You know, he can't be in and out, in and out, in and out. One day I'm loving you, one day I'm not. That's not a healthy feeling for you or the kids. And they know, believe me, these children now, born in this age, they are crystal children. They pick up everything. You can't fool them. So he's got to be with it or without it. If he's not calling the kids, at least calling them out of his day. Hi, honey, I love you, blah, 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 something.
He does. He just started that. He didn't realize how much it, you know, that
it affected
them.
It
bothered me about him not calling in the daytime. I know you're working and all that, but, you know, but I don't know why he's avoiding the kids. Like, he's not avoiding them, but he's just like, okay, they ask him for stuff, and he wants to get it, but he's working, and he's trying to do this. And I can see that with him, but, you know, he's doing it the wrong way. He's going about doing it the wrong way about, you know, not wanting to talk to them. You have to talk to him, you know.
It's true.
You have to talk to him. He don't, you know. He's like, okay, let me work and do this, and then I'm going to come back to him. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't make them secondary in your life.
Yeah.
You got to be first, or make them feel their first priority, you know? Because kids never forget that. They never forget.
Yeah. And then my
how
daughter.
How they feel.
I'm going to get off this phone because I know you have other callers, but my daughter last night was, I was folding clothes just thinking about all this stuff. And she's like, Mommy,
you don't have a fun mommy anymore. You need to go out and have fun. You care about your kids too much. And I'm like,
oh,
why
goodness.
Did you say that? And she's like, because just the way you look and your facial expression.
See, kids pick up everything. I'm telling you, they know. And they are children of God. They understand. They know everything. Like, mommy, what's wrong? Without you even saying anything, they know. They can feel it
mm-hmm.
because they come from you. So they have a feeling
yeah.
energy, too. DNA is also emotional. So you have to know, you have to respect them and honor them and love them. I know you do. And they love you, too. They love you back. If this man doesn't know that, then he's not going to be the one. Even though he's the child one to make the children happen, he's not going to be the one. You can't make him change. Sean is a person you can't make him anything.
Mm-hmm.
And just learn to love it.
And, you know, he broke down and he told me how he felt. And, like, I can't do anything without y'all. Like, without you, I can't imagine me being without you and me going to live somewhere else without you, you know.
Well, you better get it together then.
And then the next minute he acts like this. And I'm like, and he's like, you made me so mad. Like, you know, why do you think that you have all my access codes and stuff to my phone? You know, I'm like, man, you're scaring me. You know, man, you're scaring me. You're scaring me now. What you mean? You don't, you know, being sarcastic. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna do like you said. Keep with my plan and
you have to see
where he's coming from because I'm not gonna, you know.
Because you'll be waiting for the next January and the next January, and that's crazy. You don't want that. And why haven't you guys gotten married?
Because he cheated before I told before he asked me, I felt like that was the reason why he asked me because I was about to walk away. And,
right. See, it scared him.
Mhm. And I told him no afterwards because he was still, you know, acting up. And then
his body part wasn't scared. He got to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it together. That's not going to work with you. And just be strong. You have to be strong, Deanna. You really do. And be forthright with him and be honest. And, you know, if it doesn't want to work, say, you know what, Sean, this is not working for me. I'm sorry. You know, I've been married 24 years, and I love Cynthia with all my heart. Always have. There's something that happens magically with people, and we consummated it with marriage. That golden
mm-hmm.
ring means something. It means a binding, wonderful, loving, golden energy of God. You want to keep that. The papers are just the papers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even a dog has papers, but that ring is very powerful. If he doesn't want to honor that commitment, then it's time for him to dishonor his own vows in God. It's not going to work.
Yeah. And I want to say I think he learned his lesson. I want to say that because he knows that is a no-no. He's like, I'm not cheating on you. This is all before last night. I'm not cheating on you. I'm not doing any of that. And, you know, it's not worth that. It's with my family and one house and this and that, you know, and I'm like, okay, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. But you know what?
Maybe I'm just taking it too far from last
night. No, I think that you're really paying attention to what you feel and what your emotional self and your response. There's something called emotional intelligence, and you have it, and he's got to learn to honor that in his own self, which he's not
mm-hmm.
doing. He thinks, I'm just working. I'm going to give the kids this. I'm going to work until I get this kind of money. No, it's not about that. That's just one aspect of it. But let him know what he's doing, what he's not doing, in a nice, gentle way. And if he doesn't respond to you with love, then it's time to walk the heck out.
Yeah,
and
say,
look, I'm
not going
to deal with this anymore. This is the last straw. This is the one that broke the camel's back. I got to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel positive about us?
I do. Even though he cheated, I want to make sure he learned his lesson. Because if he didn't learn the lesson,
I think he has, because I up and left him. And I left him that time that he did that. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's doing that now. Do you feel like he's something that's
no,
going
I don't
on
feel
now?
It now. But I just feel like if somebody's doing that stuff and it's crafty, they're going to be tempted again.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get. Are you guys living together?
We're not living together right now. Not now. I mean, we're looking for our own place, and
right.
We want, you know, get our own place. But he's staying with his mom, and I'm staying with my sister.
Okay. So that makes it really hard for you, anyway.
It makes yeah. So,
you guys
got
to find a way to make it family oriented, so you can see every single thing and watch every move, and it's going to be okay, you know.
You guys need to find your place now.
You do, because it's going to get out of hand. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's what you mean, find that place now.
You need
a
to,
place you can be together but, as a union, as a family, living together.
Yeah.
See how it works out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm scared. He's scared, like, okay, it's the holidays and all of this. What can, you know, we need to wait till the beginning of the year. That's the more logical thing. But I don't know what he's thinking now. Like, you know. I don't know. I don't know if
you.
He'll,
if you guys start looking now, you may find.
And I did.
Before,
I found
may,
two places.
Okay, so just continue to look. Deanna, you know we love you, girl. So, I have to tell you, I can tell how you have grown from the first time that you called in, and I don't want you to give up on this relationship with Sean because of the kids, and also because you got I think there's a lot of love there. It's just right now you guys are challenged. But he's in one place, you're in another. You have this history where he's cheated on you, so now he's out there and you don't know what's going on, and that's making you uncomfortable and fearful. But I'm telling you now to release the fear. Just know that everything is going to be fine and move in the direction that you want to have in your life. Remember Dr. Reggie said start with being grateful for what you have right now because you want to shift into that energy of love. So you have a
yes.
roof over your head, you're with your sister, your kids are with you. Now you need to extend that feeling of love to Sean. I just believe when you're in a crisis, the only thing that can help you in a crisis is your faith, and faith equals love. So it's so easy to blame this one or that one, to blame all these outside circumstances for the drama that you're experiencing right now. But this is a drama that you created, you and Sean created, based on your fears. And the only way to heal it is with love.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. If
you're looking
if
for something suspicious, you're going to find it.
Yes.
But don't look for it.
Even if it's just love of self, Dr. Reggie on one hand is saying, love yourself enough that you won't allow this man to mistreat you. Okay? That's one way that you can take it. The other way is to love him enough that you can support him in his fears and your fears. You have enough love to heal both, to work towards both of you healing. And that will require some work. So that
okay.
you can come from, when you talk to Sean, you're not suspicious. You're not saying, oh, what am I going to find? Even if that doesn't come out of your mouth, the tone in what you're saying is coming out, and Sean is feeling, oh, she's not trusting me. You need to trust him.
Okay.
So, I'm just hearing that you want this relationship to work.
Mm-hmm.
It has to come from love, and you have
yes.
to trust him. And you have to tell him, look, I trust you. He needs to be reassured.
Okay.
I trust you. You know, and let's just start looking for a place. If we find something before then the beginning of the year, great. If we find something and it's the beginning of the year, it's not going to waste it. And more importantly, it gives us time together. The kids need to spend. They can get excited about moving into their place, and they can see which room they're going to pick in our new place when we go look at places. We need to be a family. And you know, you're the one that has to make that stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got two ways to go. And guess what? They're all just choices. I'm not saying one is right and one is wrong, because there is no right or wrong. These are simply choices that you decide to make for your life.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Dr. Rich is saying, oh, Lord. All righty. We love you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I will keep you guys updated.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, baby. So Deanna is our...
But so you shouldn't repeat everything I say.
I'm sorry, Dr. Reggie. Okay, let's go to our next caller. This is Diane from California.
I love California.
Hi, and I love you. What a treat. We have a love fest going on, Doctor. And so let me tell you my scoop. Every day I take my dog in the afternoon to the dog park, which is just local, and in our community here. And for the past, I'm going to say almost 2 months, there's a relationship I've made with this other gentleman and his dog, and we're really great. We look forward to talking to each other. We've never gotten together. We haven't exchanged phone numbers. But there's definitely great chemistry. He's in a very unhappy relationship. He said he stays there for the kids. He's not even coming on to me, you know, physically, but kind of I'm totally crazy about him. Can you tell me, is this just...
It feels very good because your connection is very powerful. He's connecting with you. Now, what does he do? Because it feels like something around you is about you're making independent stuff. What do you create? What do you make? I feel you're making something.
I don't understand. You mean?
For example, what do you do for a living? Are you making something?
My career, I'm in real estate.
Okay, because it feels like to me you're also doing something with other things that are kind of more fun, like I'm making jewelry or making something. It's something else going on. The real estate thing sounds good, but something else is with you too. Anyway, the energy with this guy is very powerful. I feel a fire energy with him, and it's very good. I feel he's balancing something right now, balancing a lot on his plate. But you know what? The love energy is very powerful between both of you, and neither one of you are saying anything about it, but I see it.
Right. It's like, and I'm so, there's few and far between that I have a, you know, I love people. I talk to everyone. And people sometimes mistake my friendliness for being flirtatious, which it's not. I just come from my heart with everyone.
Right.
This
it's not
time,
flirtatious. It's very serious. It's a very powerful link. I can see it. There's a really powerful energy with both of you. He's going to come, he looks at you with so much gentle spirit and love.
Right.
And it's
going to
get stronger
like
and stronger. And it tells me, oh, my God, it's you guys will be lovers soon.
Is there a future? Or
yes, there's a future, a big one.
Oh, my goodness. I have goosebumps. Okay, Reg, there's one thing. I have told him the truth about everything. He's so interested in me. He wants to know everything about me.
Because that's why he wants to, because he wants to know what's going on. What am I investing in emotionally and romantically? This is my investment. I want to shield this thing and get this right because he sees you as somebody beautiful and fun and exciting, and he's got out of this last relationship. Now he wants to be in this one.
He's not out of it. That's the problem.
No, he is. He's getting out of it now.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. And this woman's driving him crazy. It makes him nuts. And she's not a good person. She's trying to be, but she's not.
I get it because I know situations, and boy, you read that right. The way he communicates.
It's going to get better and better for you.
So the bottom line is I deceived him about one thing, and I'm nervous to tell him. I didn't tell him exactly where I live.
But I felt somebody in Orange County. Who is that, you or him?
No, neither one of us. Southern Cal. I don't have anyone in Orange County at the moment. My son moved from there. He and his wife were living there, and now they're much local. They're closer.
Okay.
Orange County is only an hour and a half away.
Right.
So, interesting. Something about Orange County, huh?
I used to live in Cerritos, so I know where Southern California is. And Orange County is a part of Southern California, but it's different.
Yeah,
it's different.
I'm up in the city of, you know, the San Fernando Valley?
Yes, I do.
Right, I'm in Calabasas. Do you know where that is?
I know where that is. Mm-hmm.
Right, so, you know, it's a little drive to Orange County, but not hard to do.
It's a drive, though. Everything in California is a major drive.
My specific home, I told him it was somewhere else because I didn't want him to come by because I don't want to rush it. And I think if he drove by and I saw him by chance, it would not, I would be weak and it's not what I want.
Right.
So now I feel like an idiot that I didn't tell him the truth. I should have just told him nothing because I never deceive people. But
you know what? You're being smart. You didn't
want
to you did not want to disrupt his other relationship or make him think you were coming on too strong. That's all it
was.
That's right. Okay. And that's why you did that. But you know what? He'll understand that.
Oh, good. When should I tell him? Every time I see him, I think I want to tell him, and it never comes out.
It never comes out because you know he's in a relationship that you're not sure about right now. He's coming out of it, but he has to come out of that relationship on his own before you intervene. So let him come out of it, and you can tell him whatever you feel the urge to. Trust your feelings. I feel that a good time is any time this week or even next week to say that and be truthful and upfront, but to make sure before he makes any advances that he's out of that other relationship first.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Do you see a time limit? We don't know time. It's just whatever.
Yes, I do. Sometimes I do see time limit about when you want to do what, when he's going to break off from her?
Yes.
I do. But it feels like in the early part of November, he's trying to get everything together now to make sure he was right and being truthful. So around the 6th of November, 7th of November, I do see that.
Wow.
It'd be good for you guys.
I will certainly let you know if you're interested, but I love it. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I am interested. I want to know what's going on with you. Okay.
I love it, and I love Cynthia, and you guys have such a great program. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Love
right.
you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Dr. Reggie, we're going to go to Holly. She's calling from Oregon. This is her first time calling.
Ooh, I've never been there. Hi, Holly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You'd go to visit Oregon. I can't imagine living anywhere else.
Hmm?
I said you need to visit Oregon. I can't imagine living anywhere else.
Oh, really? Oh, my. You love it then. That's great.
I do.
What's your question for me?
My ex and I broke up, but he says that he still loves me, and for a while there we were talking all the time, and I'm just wondering if you see a reconciliation anytime soon.
I think you guys really got away from each other because there was a disagreement, and it was a silly disagreement, but it's there. You know, and were you married to him?
No, he asked me to marry him 2 weeks before we broke up.
Right. Oh, my God. But, you know, he wants to come back. He wants to give it another chance. But I know one thing. I see in this card, I see someone sneaking over a wall. He wants to get things right. He's a very spiritual person, but he's not using it for his better self. You know what I mean? He thinks all the time. Lots of thinking. But hiding information, that's not good for you. You know, he'll come back together, but he wants to make sure that your thinking and his thinking match each other.
Okay,
there's a lot of family issues with him, a lot of family issues.
Did his aunt or mom have anything to do with his decision to break up?
Yes. And I think it's more of the mom than the aunt.
She always pretended like she liked me. I don't get what her problem is.
I know. But you know what?
She loves her son.
She loves her son, and she's being protective of her son. And she probably did like you, but she wanted to make sure, is she the right one for you? Are you sure? And then giving him all this poison in his mind, and all of a sudden, after he leaves the church of the poison mind, then he puts that on you, and it's not good. And they're foolish arguments that shouldn't be. But, you know, now he wants to come back.
Okay. Is he involved with anyone else right now?
I don't feel that. I think he really did care about you a lot. But the influence from the parents or the mother, I don't know why these moms get crazy. When their sons get older, they should just let them be who they are. But
Two women in love with the same man.
That's right. That's what it is.
That's all it is. She's in love with him. You're in love with him.
Yep.
You are a threat to her. It gets twisted sometimes.
But he is a magician. When I say that, I mean a person who's understanding how to use this energy for the better. He can't listen to outside influences. That's why he wants to come back. He wants to make it right. And that's going to be up to you to say, okay, I'll take you back. But I want to make sure we are the ones in love and not everybody else.
When do you see this happening?
very shortly. But when it happens, I want to make sure you're ready for it, though. That you know you're ready to receive him and you're not having any judgments and labels on him or the mother and all that, and try to embrace everybody. Because if you do get married and you marry him, you also marry his mother and his sister and his brother and his family. You guys marry everybody in the whole family. That's a whole, you become a new bridge family together now. So it's got to be something you really believe in and that you really want.
Okay.
Okay? And look at him with love. And what made you get to him in the first place? What attracted you to him in the first place?
We used to just talk, and he has a way of making me look at things from a completely different perspective.
Right.
He's got such a strong faith. Like, he says that, like, I'm the best person ever, and he always says that they don't deserve you. But, wow, I can never imagine having a faith like his faith.
Isn't that
and
something?
Oh, wow.
He said the same thing about me. I was like, are you nuts?
That's
he's
what
very
I said
strong.
About Dr. Reggie. His faith was just unshakable. I just, oh, what a powerful being. When you're with a man that has faith, there's nothing like it.
It's like it's completely out of this world. I've never been with somebody like that before.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said he's a magician, because the magician card came up when I was talking to you, and it's a person who holds the energy of faith, and he knows. But he's balanced. He's listening to outside influences. He can't do that anymore. You got to say, if that's true, let's love each other. Let's give it a try without any outside influences, any. And learn to trust our love for each other. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
When he comes back, and he will.
So he's still in love with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask you one more question? It's like not even on that subject. It's just a subject that I'm kind of wrestling with right now.
Okay.
I rescued a dog about 5 years ago, and my poor baby can't even stand up anymore. He literally has to roll across. So I'm facing the decision to have him euthanized. If I do that, is there any way you could, like, do a reading on my dog to see if he's going to be understanding?
What's your dog's first name?
Apollo. I feel like a monster for even thinking this because, you know, he's my baby.
No, you're not you, but I see where your heart is, and I see a heart card in the rain. Right now, if the dog does get euthanized, and it's really kind of sad to do that with any dog. You don't want to do it, put him down, and you did it for 5 years. This dog must be old. How old is he now?
When I rescued him, the lady said he was 3, but the vet said he was more like 5, so he would be about 10 now.
Wow, that's old for a dog, you know.
Yeah, he's a black lab, and he's the light of my life.
That makes him about 70 years old or so, you know, so it's kind of hard. But you know what? He's a sweet animal and very intuitive and very, very trustworthy. But I feel that other people around him are not. He's going to have to be. If he can't walk anymore, and with those dogs, those are full-breed animals, it's going to cost a lot of money to have them fixed. So it's up to you, because they wanted me to pay $4,000 for the dog or put him down. It really hurt me to my soul to have to do that. And they said the most humane thing to do is to release him. And, oh, my God, I must have cried for about 3 weeks. Because the dog's like a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it has to happen. And it's not the easiest thing to do. And you pray for them and keep them in your prayers. And you have to release it and let it go. And say, thank God for the time I had with this animal. He's been a very loyal family member. And God, I thank you for bringing these beautiful animals for us to love and share. And move on.
God really did bring him into my life. Because when I got him, I didn't want another dog. I was like, I'll just, because he was so badly abused. Like, the lady fixed him with a kitchen knife, and
Oh my God.
She gave him drugs, and like, I literally took him to a detox.
My God.
It was horrible, but I was like, I'll keep up just to find a home for him.
Well, that was so nice that you had a chance to do it, you know? Well, as long as you did, for 5 years is a good time.
Are you kidding? After the first 2 weeks, there was no way he was leaving me.
Aww.
But you know what? So, keep petting him and loving him and talking to him no matter what, and asking God to keep healing this baby. That's your special baby, you know?
Yeah.
And to keep healing him and to heal you together, and that you guys are bound by the energy of love and protection. Okay?
Okay.
Mm. Thank you, Holly, for calling in. I hope you call us again soon, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. We're holding you and your loved one in prayer.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rachel. Rachel's a first-time caller from the UK, Dr. Reggie.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning. Hello, Dr. Reggie.
Rachel, how are you?
I'd like to say good. I try.
You can say good.
Well, most of the time I do feel good. The circumstances aren't great, but I do give my gratitude for what I do have.
That's right.
I am in a place where I am so lost. I still have complete faith, and I have been shown time and time again that they never let me down. But the direction where I am now, every path that I am taking is blocked, and I need to move forward. I need to be working again, and I just don't know where to go.
Rachel, are you in your own business?
No, I contemplated it, but I've tried it before, and when I tried it, because I have sort of low self-confidence worth issues, it crashed before it even really started.
Oh, my God. It seems like somebody around you generationally is trying to do something to harm. One person is involved in heavy, heavy magic or voodoo or witchcraft, something crazy. I do feel that.
That wouldn't be surprising.
No, because in over there it's very powerful and open. But right now I do feel that someone is trying to do that to you. Did someone die recently in your family?
Yes. Who is this person? My nan.
Okay. And I feel her as a very powerful person.
Yes.
And very loving. But I also feel her very spiritual.
Yes. She's, all of the women and my mother's side were all very spiritual.
Yeah. And sometimes it may be non-traditional.
Very much so.
Uh-huh. And in terms of Wicca and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it's a mixture. It's all of Earth's energies, but all in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Earth energy is a good thing, you know, the Earth energy.
Yeah.
But sometimes the influence can be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And it gets to you with the herbs and the this, and let's do this, and I'll do that ritual, and I'll do this. And sometimes it can be very tempting to get involved in other things, and sometimes other energies come through the veil and try to influence you, and you don't want to do that. You say, no, you got to be strong enough to say no. And in some families, generationally, it passes on where everything I'm doing is blocked. This is crazy. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do, take a white candle, which is in your house.
Yeah.
And you take that white candle and sprinkle cinnamon around it and say what you want. For example, if you put a drop of olive oil on the candle and burn it and put cinnamon around the candle and say, this is my ideal, this is what I want. I want, by this candle and with this power, in this minute and in this hour, I release all negative energy, all negative spirits, all negative forces around me. And I release you back to where you belong. And I open the path for love and good energy and good spirits and angels and ascended masters to help me in this path. No longer will they block your life, your work, your money, your residence, your love.
Yes.
You're releasing all those things from generations to come to you.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And know it. And when the candle goes out for about 3 days, if the candle lasts more than that, that's okay too. But don't leave the house without blowing it out. You know that you're saying, I'm getting famous. My house is burning down in the meantime. You don't want that. So
no.
It's going to be good. But you're renewing yourself and recharging yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going through a sort of a whole rebirthing thing at the moment.
Yes.
Which, heavy.
It is. Is that from that, when I say rebirthing, I mean the thing with, there's something called birthing, you know, it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process. It's sort of like the in the pupa, before you're emerging the butterfly, it's I'm dealing with all of the past patterns and belief systems that really
work. That's right, exactly, and releasing all the ones that don't fit with you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing at the moment.
Good for you. Have you gone to any workshops recently or things like that?
I can't afford it. The amount of money that I live on per week is minuscule. I can't afford any courses.
Because I keep feeling them coming to you, workshops and stuff, and some of them may be free, so take advantage of them when they do come.
I will do.
Okay.
I will do.
Homework, please.
definitely. I've got the ingredients. I already have it in my mind. I'm going to be doing it as soon as the show's finished.
Okay. I see it.
See anything? I have different options of what I could do career-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do something that I have passion for. I don't want to do the 9-to-5 where
But what I'm seeing for you is coaching or something spiritual. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You're very good at coaching people.
Yeah.
You're very good at that.
I want to run workshops on exactly.
See, that's
what
I'm saying. I feel that. I feel it.
Yeah. All right.
And you'll be good for TV, radio, and a lot of stuff. It's going to come your way in writing. Have you finished your book yet?
I'm still working on it. It's called Your Thoughts of a Pupa at the moment.
Right. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And you'll be doing workshops and speaking over there on television and stuff. It's going to be fun.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I can handle that.
I know you can. I see the thinking. I see the process.
Oh, yeah, this is what I want to do, but every time that I've moved forward to do that, Not anymore.
Yeah. We're not going to say that out of your mouth.
No,
right now, it's going to all be good, Holly. From now on, it's going to be great.
Yes, it is. It is. Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Redry. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
The moment that I did the whole connecting call thing, when you were talking and I was listening to you through this system, there is such a wonderful heart-opened energy that comes with you. And
amen.
And thank you so, so much for your helping me today.
Oh, bless you're an angel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Reggie, you're just on fire this morning. Good morning, Kayla. Are you there? Oh, good.
Yes. Good morning.
Dr. Reggie, this is Kayla. She's calling from New York City.
Hi, Kayla. I love New York.
Doctor.
Oh, I love New York. I do. I don't know if I love it now, but I love New York when I live there.
Oh, thank you, and we love you, too. Thank you. Michael's been calling. I would like to know, I've met a gentleman. We've been together for several months.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know his energy because certain things have transpired, and I'm kind of like unsure.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy, but, you know, he's got things he's got to work out, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, something, like his birthday just passed, and, you know, like it was, like, really special. Like, I gave him his gifts and everything, like, right as the...
He has a very corporate energy. What does he do?
Well, he actually works, he has a trade as a barber, and
mm-hmm.
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But his mind for business is amazing.
That's what I'm saying. I feel the energy. It's very corporate energy. It's very powerful. Like he can sell ice to an Eskimo. He's got a good energy.
Yeah, he does.
The thing with you,
I see
seven stars around your head. You're always thinking, too, and transforming energy. It's a very good, powerful sign. You have a lot of psychic energy yourself.
Yes.
You do. And you're very tuned into it. But sometimes you see things like, I don't want that to happen, so don't imagine it happening. It's going to be good. And also, you're a very good speaker, very good writer, very good thinker and planner. So with you, you're looking at everything he's doing to make sure it's working. And guess what? It is. It's going to work with you.
But I know he, like, just told me on his birthday that he's going to have a female as his roommate, like a friend of his. It's like, oh, you know, I know you need some extra money. You know, he's going to have this girl live there for 90 days. And I'm like, immediately, I felt something in my gut. And I'm like,
right.
I'm going with the vibration. I was like, you know what, this doesn't feel right. And I don't know what this is about.
What I see right now in this card that I pulled for you, the Nine of Wands, I feel this guy has had emotional wounds before, very heavy, and they're still on him, emotional wounding. I don't know who caused it or how it got there, but I see the energy of emotional wounds, and it's trying to heal, but he's not sure. He's not sure yet. He's got to make himself sure who he is and what's going on. And I feel that even though it's a female roommate that's happening, I feel that, I don't know if that's to get you jealous of what the hell is going on, but I do feel this. Something doesn't feel right about the energy. It feels like false about the energy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. That's
and
what I feel.
He doesn't have to do this to make money. It's so funny that, you know, these guys in that profession attract a lot of women, you know, but he's got to make sure it's not the right, the one for him. He, I don't know if he's trying to make you jealous or what, but you know what? I call this card the devil because it means I want to hold on to you, but I want this too. I want to hold on to you, but I want this too, and that's not good. And you got to make a decision. Tell him, you know what? If you want a female roommate, that's okay. I'll get me a male roommate.
You're funny.
Now, how does that make
you
feel? So you have to let him know, two can play this game. Don't try to judge me. Don't try to make me jealous because that's not going to work. If you love me for me, love me for me, not love me for who you want me to be. This is who I am. Take it or leave it. Don't leave my heart crying out in the rain. I can't handle it, you know? And there's a combative energy with him. I don't know what the combat energy is. The Five of Wands means fighting, internal fighting. But he's got to learn to get over that, too. Whatever it is he's fighting against, it's not a good thing. But I do know that... you have a very powerful star energy around you, and that's why I feel your energy is very psychic. You're very tuned in yourself, and you're 100% right when you say things and feel things. And I'm glad you're trusting your gut feeling, because that's God talking to you, your impulses.
Yes. Because
and if it doesn't feel right, then it's time to say, okay, I listen to you, I understand it, I'm trusting my gut feelings, and I got to move on.
Well, I feel like, honestly, when he told me that, I told him, I said, I'm not comfortable with it. And I gave him the scenario. I said, well, what if I decided to move in with a guy? And, you know, how would you feel? He was like, well, as long as I'm over there all the time, I wouldn't go any way. And I'm like, in my head, I said, that's not true. I didn't say that to him, but in my head, I said, no, you're not telling me the truth.
No, exactly.
So my thing is that, like, when he told me, you know, he's going to, I know he showed the apartment and he said yes. I said, well, why are you asking me this if you already made your decision? That doesn't make sense.
And right, and why haven't you guys moved in together?
Well, I mean, we just met like several months ago. I mean, I'm not even thinking like that. Not yet.
And he isn't either, apparently, because he got a female roommate.
Well, he's going to move her in, and he's like, oh, you know, she has a boyfriend or whatever, you know, the guy's my friend and this and that, and I'm like, no.
Something's wrong with that picture. I don't care how they slice it. Something is wrong with that picture.
That's what I said, and you know what I said to myself? I said, well, as long as she's here, I am not coming to this apartment. I am not going over there.
Right.
I'm not. I'm like, no, you're not going to have me here, you know, coming over to see you, and then you're going to have this female there. Out of nowhere, you're telling me you're private.
Oh my God!
You know something is wrong with that.
Yeah, of course. And I feel the energy of anger around him, so I don't know what that's about. But anyway, it means that there's some untruth somewhere going on. And it's good that you're paying attention. I'm glad you are paying attention to your solar plexus, the feeling in your gut. It's very powerful to say, you know what? Then I don't want this. I want something better than this, and I want this to be the right thing. And at the beginning of a level of meeting somebody, if you can't trust them in the initial stages, warning sign, like in Swiss Family Robinson, warning Will Robinson, warning out in space, you know, the robot was telling them warning. I got a warning here, so I'm going to follow it. And I want to trust my instincts and trust myself and say, I can do better than this. I'm not going to have this in the beginning stages so that later on down the road, I won't be hurt.
Great. So I'm thinking, should I just leave it alone altogether or just...
In a good way, and be nice about it, of course, and say, you know, I don't think this is going to work for us. Because that's the initial stage. I would just let this go before it becomes something else that it shouldn't become. And jealousy and all the other stuff that follows it with a female living with me and, oh, come on, give me a break. I wouldn't do that to anybody. That's not right.
And that's what I said in my head, like, this is not cool.
No.
So you know what I did. He's telling me this on his birthday. Like, I literally, he opened up his gifts, and then, like, 10 minutes later, he's like, well, what do you, I wanted to ask you a question. And then he asked me the question regarding his friend's girlfriend living there, because she's
mm-hmm.
having a problem in court or whatever, for housing court. And I'm like, but why, if that's her boyfriend, why is it she's not living with him?
Exactly.
I said, oh, okay, she's not living with him because guess what? That's not his boyfriend. That's not her, you know, his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He already has a girlfriend, and this must be a trick or a hole on the side.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said. And, he, you know, he was like, oh, I don't know. I said, you do know. You do know.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
but he's
he
not telling
know.
You, so I'm glad you're paying attention.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, and then I was upset all night on his birthday. And I'm like, why did you tell me this on your birthday? Why did
See?
You just tell me this the day before or even the day after, which is today?
Right. So what you would do is say, you know what? I lovingly release the situation back to the universe and out of my experience. And thank God that I learned to listen to the still small voice within and follow my hunches. End of story.
Mm.
And move on. Because if you invest more emotion into it and more energy, it's only going to exacerbate and get worse and worse and worse. More lies to more lies and more strange things and more weird happenings. We don't want that. So now's the time to cut the cord and end it.
That's what I was thinking, and it kind of breaks me a little bit. I mean, I feel for him. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel we have some type of spiritual connection. I mean, even instead of
right.
himself.
I understand, but every spiritual connection is not the best. Like this girl that just called, she's a sweetheart, and even her grandma was involved in wild stuff. I could feel energy of all kinds of weird, non-traditional things around them, and the spirit trying to influence from the other side. I saw astral energies coming in and out, and that's why I told her to get the candle and stuff and pray, because you never know where it's going to come from. But with him, this initial dishonesty, and before it gets worse, cut it off now. And I know it's not always easy, and it hurts if somebody takes an interest in you and wants to love you. But if it's in the beginning, there's a flaw, it's time to pluck it out and move on. Mm-hmm.
I have a question regarding spirituality. Do you see or do you feel energy from women? Okay, my question for you is this. There are times where I feel as though there are women around me or in my family or whatever that do not want me to succeed, especially in my love life.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct on this or am I?
I think you are, but even though they may do that, you're going to succeed anyway. I see the world card, and that means that there are two women in this family who've tried to do crazy stuff. It feels like one feels like a sister, even it may not be a sister, but it feels like one or an aunt. And no matter what, you're going to make it anyway.
Do you see another mate coming up anytime soon?
Yes, I do. But once you release this one out of your mind, release this one completely out of your mind and pray for him. And this guy coming is a very good person, very clean shaven, even though he's got a little beard, very clean shaven, with money, like doing day trading, like on the stocks and stuff like that. And a good person, very meticulous, dresses very well. Very smart and very shrewd about what he wants to do, and very spiritual. And it's hard to find all that in those kind of people.
And this is not someone I've met before.
Not someone you met before. It may feel like it, but it's not someone you met before. But it's energy about it. The name starts with a K, like Kenneth or K sound. Kenneth or Kyle, a K-sounding name. And this guy's very good. He's a very good person. Mm-hmm. So it happens after January. So it's going to be a wonderful thing. And let me know all about it because I'm excited about that.
Thank you. Mentioned about another woman, a aunt, and who else? My sister? Not my mother.
No. I feel like an auntie or a sister. They're trying to block you from this guy because they don't like the energy of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Reggie, we're down to like about a little less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
I have Gloria on the line. Hey, Gloria.
Is that our Gloria?
Our Gloria.
Oh, my God. That's my lady.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You guys are on fire today, and I am just in the chat room enjoying our visitors in there. We have quite a few people in the chat room this morning, so I'm just interacting with them. And
well, thank you so much. You're such a sweetheart, doing a great job.
Oh, yes. It's always my pleasure, Dr. Reggie. Yeah, I wanted just a general, what comes up on the deck for me this morning.
Oh, I see good things. I see that the Hierophant, which means the Hierophant card means there's a picture in the card of a man who looks like the pontiff or a priest, and there are two altar boys standing with him. He's holding a sword, which means there's a religious or government organization that wants to do work with you, number one. And this organization has two functions. One is to do things to help improve the quality of life and to do things to help kids and all that. But they're going to help you. There'll be money involved, and you're going to be doing a good thing. So I see that's the one thing that I see. The next thing deals with the One of Wands, your own will and education and getting things studying under your belt. There's going to be more money coming from you, too, for you around the 8th of, what's this, next month, November. I see the Mars energy, more money coming in for you. And you're going to be happy about that because that means that's a good move and I can do what I want to do now. I attracted this plus some excess, so that's a good thing. And you won't be angry about it. This is really good energy for you. I'll be
wonderful.
Happy for you, too. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That's good news that
now,
I
Gloria,
received.
Are you writing a book or should you be writing one? Because I feel the energy very powerfully in my spirit.
Well, that is a good question. It's something that I've journaling has been, they talk often about things that you've done since early on, that's your passion. I've been into journaling and writing almost my entire life. So
that's what one woman did that I talked to, and she wrote a book about it. Now she's on that Marie show. She got on that Marie show because she was doing it a long time, and she turned on her writing into something very powerful to help other people.
Mm-hmm. That's always been a passion for me. So I imagine that I do have some work there to do, and it's something I would look at seriously,
And you
as
will.
A possibility for me. So that'll be interesting.
It will be. Let me know. I'm excited about it. Let me know about that because it's going to be good things.
I certainly will. You know, Miss Cynthia made a statement yesterday about when we were, and I am fully enjoying your book. Are you planning to do another book?
Yes, it's called The Transdimensional Mind, and I'm working on it furiously to get it done to the publisher. It's called The Transdimensional Mind. I have another one called The Awakening, which is on Amazon.com, The Awakening, Conquering the Sleeping Giant Within. And the other one is 100 Spiritual Secrets.
Wow.
And the one I'm doing now is The Transdimensional Mind.
So this will be the one you're working on now will be what, number four or number three?
Number four.
Wow, okay. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to actually take a look at some of your other work. I'm really enjoying the spoken word. I mean, the secret power of words, actually. It's really powerful. But
thank
what I
you.
Was going to say was yesterday, Ms. Cynthia made a comment about making a statement that I make all the time. It was really enlightening for me, and that is all my needs are met.
Yeah.
So, Yes, and I say that, but I have the same issue that she spoke about, which is, yes, my needs are met, but the surplus isn't there, you know?
Aww.
So I thought that was highly enlightening, and so now I'm into saying all of my needs are met, plus I have surplus. So
exactly.
That may
exactly.
change
yes.
the way I say my thing, too, totally.
Wow. I do, too. I do, too.
Yes,
well, listen.
Absolutely.
We have 10 seconds remaining before we're not
okay.
streaming anymore. I just want to say goodbye to everybody that's listening to us on live streaming. You can go to the archive and hear the rest of the show. And Dr. Reggie had one more caller this morning, and
okay.
and then we can end it. Gloria, love you so much.
We
go
sure
ahead.
Do.
Love
go
you
ahead.
More.
We're going to take this last caller, and then we're going to end the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Anthony?
Yes?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, Dr. Reggie, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing fine.
I haven't heard this voice in a long time.
I know, and I made sure I went to bed at a reasonable time so I could get on this call.
Oh.
I miss you guys.
We miss you, too.
So busy. Here and there, but the main thing I've been quite busy at, and I can't quite understand it, is I've been searching and looking for a significant other to be a part of my life and share my life and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, during the course of the summer, no one that really sticks out. But now, lately, Dr. Reggie, I don't know where they're coming from, but they're coming out of the woods, the sky, everywhere. And there's a few that is making it real tough in terms of decision, because I'm not the kind of guy I want to be trying to play with more than one woman.
That's right.
I'm at a point that I want to just deal with one, but I'm the type of guy I want to be sure and know that this is the one that's going to not only win my heart, but I will win hers, and she can do.
Well, this one I feel is a good one. She has a tiny, 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 tiny mole somewhere on the face.
Tiny mole on the face.
And she speaks very well. And she's very intelligent and very beautiful in her spirit, in her soul, who she is. And she's very eclectic in her spirituality and very good for you. But you'll see that. Look on the right side of the face. There's a tiny little love mole. It's very cute, too, on her face.
Well, could it be something she put there?
Did she put it on herself?
Something.
No. She was born with this. You can hardly see it, but it's small. It's a mole. It's like some people have mole on their mouth and near their head. You can always tell them that means something about them. Near the mouth, they're great speakers. Near the forehead, they're great seers and things like that. This is near the mouth, and she's a great speaker.
Hmm. And my mom.
And a very loving person. Not looking for a great big horrible mole. No, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny thing. A little speck, like a mole.
That's interesting. My mom had moles on her face.
Wow. Well, this girl has this energy, very loving, very sweet, very nurturing, like your mom. And she's going to give you the impetus to do things like go ahead and finish writing your book that you're supposed
yes.
to write that deals with
yes,
energy definitely. Of the Native Americans and symbols and things like that. She knows that you're into these things.
She knows that I'm into the Native American and all those types
oh,
of things.
Oh, yeah.
And all the other stuff that we're into.
Oh, yeah. So God knows who to send to you. It's about you selecting the right person, and that's what you're going to do.
And that's the thing I don't want to do. I don't want to choose anybody.
That's right.
Yeah. That's
and you
I'm,
will. You'll feel the energy from your heart. You'll know.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like I will know.
I know you will. She's the one that perks the coffee and makes everything work for you.
Oh, that is. That's what I wanted to know.
You can say, oh, I love this girl. She melts my Haagen-Dazs.
Yes. And got a mole on her right.
Mm-hmm. A real small one on her right. And you'll know. And she's really pretty. She makes herself look really good.
Yeah. 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 And
Okay?
Yep. Okay.
So look for that
God.
Soon.
I will look for that soon.
Yeah. And keep us posted. We miss you. I hope I see you again for meditation.
Yes, you will. Before the year's out. Very, very soon. Very, very soon. My birthday
okay.
is coming up this month, November.
Oh, wow.
We do to get out of town. Yeah, but I will be down there very soon.
Okay.
And when I get down there, we're going to have a great time.
Yes.
We're going to have a great time. That's like we're
Amen.
We're going to party. We're going to have a good time.
Okay.
All right.
Sure you will.
Love you, too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, Dr. Reggie, let's just go into our closing prayer.
As we breathe in, we say, thank you, Father, for everything that's good for us. Let everyone listening, and even in the chat room, and even the person who call, let them be bestowed with the energy of light and love. I bless them in your name and in the name of your Son by the Christ energy, and put it on them that they have success, the right love, the right power, and the right selections, everything they do. Keep talking to them in their hearts, and let them know that they are loved in every aspect. Me and Cynthia love everyone who calls in with a deep understanding as our own family. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Have a great weekend.